stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk IBM Tivoli Monitoring for Microsoft Applications Overview conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Peter Grulich, for opening remarks. Please go ahead, sir.
Great. Thanks, Marjorie. Hi, this is Pete Grulich. I'd like to say good morning to everybody in the Americas. Good afternoon to everyone in Europe. And if the folks in AP are listening in on this, my condolences, because it's really late at night there. We're going to cover today a new product that was just announced at the end of March and called ITM for Microsoft Applications. If there's been two announcements that's really lit up my email over the last 30 to 60 days, it's been first an announcement of Management Edition for AIX, or referred to as ME for IX, which is a System P offering that I want to tell you that both Tivoli reps and STG reps get paid for today. So, you know, we've gotten that announcement out, but if you're just joining this call, ME for AIX for System P, our Tivoli reps are paid and the STG reps, so this is a win-win relationship. And we did do a Tivoli talk on ME for AIX that's available at the site that you went to today. Secondly, this announcement on ITM for Microsoft Applications. It's a tremendous opportunity that opens up some tremendous sales capabilities for our business partners and sales reps to go call on our customer with some great news. So let's go to the third chart in this presentation entitled Retail Pricing Example. What I'm going to step you through here before we get into ITM for Microsoft Applications is specifically an example of the ROI that a customer can experience by moving today's environment with ITM and ITM for databases to ITM for Microsoft Applications. In essence, this customer will see an 18-month to 2-year break-even point. Now, I know that as a sales rep, you could go to all your customers and say, I have a great deal for you. Let's convert you over to ITM for Microsoft Apps and save you money, but you won't make quota that way. So what I've drawn up here on chart 3 is a typical example of how a customer that has ITM and ITM for databases today under maintenance, if they go to ITM for Microsoft Applications, will open up a 3- and 5-year sales opportunity to you. So let's get started. The first line, customer has ITM and ITM for databases agent under maintenance. This is the best ROI situation in the package, because you take ITM, which is a prerequisite to ITM for databases, they paid $1,853 USD purchase, and they're currently paying approximately $370 USD for maintenance every year. When they upgrade to ITM for Microsoft Applications, they pay $400 per processor, and the new yearly ITM for Microsoft Application maintenance becomes $160 USD. So you can immediately see that their yearly maintenance charge drops from 370 USD down to 160 USD. So the savings per processor over 3 years is $230, and over 5 years, 650 USD, which if you go to a typical customer that has and pitch to them a 3-year or 5-year savings example with a 500 two-way processors, they'll have a 3-year savings of $230,000 or a 5-year savings of $650,000. The break-even point is less than 1 year. So, and the customer gets the following added value. They get Exchange, Active Directory, IIS, and .NET support in addition to the ITM for databases. So my recommendation would be is just don't tell the customer that you can save them money, but think about how you can put a proposal in front of the customer that will show them that in 3 or 5 years, they can get more function, they can get more capabilities and benefits, and for very little outlay of cash, you can actually get them into a new situation where they get more for the same amount of money. Let's go to today's agenda. ITM for Microsoft, we're going to talk about where we're going strategically. We're going to start off with TADM to ITM. And this is a common request I've gotten from product management, that TADM, that's one of the hottest products out there. How can you just strategically talk about moving to ITM? what to sell today, and we'll specifically address ITM Express in this discussion. We'll talk about what is ITM for Microsoft Applications and the entitlement for ITM for Microsoft Applications. I know this hasn't been discussed yet, so we'll spend quite a bit of time on the entitlement to make sure that you understand it today and can articulate that to your customers. One of the questions I got a lot when we had TPM is, what are the deltas and what's the roadmap for this new product? And specifically, what reps and technical reps wanted to know was, you know, are there any downsides to moving to the new application, and what are the positives I can talk to the customer about? Then we'll get into pricing. We will talk about the competitive advantages when you go head-to-head with Microsoft in this space, especially from a sales perspective. What are the easy things for me to talk about as a salesman to the customer that are stark differences between IBM and Microsoft? And then the last chart, there's been a lot of confusion over pricing, processors, and cores, so I just wanted to take a minute to get a chart in front of you, talk about what is a processor, what's a core, and how do we price. So let's go to chart number 5. Today, we have a lot of customers that are buying TATM, and what we want to do is to be able to sell beyond TATM to include them with ITM. There is a report that TATM provides, which is an unmonitored report or unmonitored application, unmonitored server report, which then shows, if you put this in screen show mode, shows that there are certain environments that haven't been monitored yet today. And we can, from that report, then distribute ITM agents to those environments and get them a fully monitored environment. This is critical for customers. Those of you that have attended Top Gun class with me knows that TATM tells you what you have. It centralizes and visualizes the configurations of the items that you have in your data center. It maps out relationships, and it tells you what changed. And by using this simple report, once you've discovered all your environments, you can very quickly identify and put out and deploy ITM agents into those environments to ensure that a customer has a completely monitored environment. And let's go to chart 6. What do I sell today, ITM Express or ITM for Microsoft Applications? The first line, ITM for Microsoft Applications, is the strategic Microsoft solution. This is where we will be shipping new function in the future, period. ITM for Microsoft Applications, though, does not have contractual limitations that are associated with ITM Express. If there's anything that market management has done, they have heard your concerns with ITM Express and the showstoppers that kept you from really making it a very successful offering in the SMB space. And that was, we didn't want a limit on the number of servers. We didn't want a limit on the number of processors. We wanted no limit on the ability to integrate or exploit the Tivoli software portfolio. So all those contractual limitations have been lifted. These are not contractual limitations on ITM for Microsoft apps. They still do remain, though, today with the ITM Express offering. ITM for Microsoft Applications is the full ITM 6.2 infrastructure, and it ships with both the 6.1 and 6.2 agents, as we'll talk about in a few minutes. So in a nutshell, sell both products. It depends on which pricing model fits best. And, of course, ITM Express handles more than Windows environments. And it will be the responsibility of market management and IBM to provide contractual financial paths for your ITM Express customers. So the bottom line is that if you sell them ITM for Microsoft Applications, they are on the strategic Microsoft solution moving forward. And if you sell them ITM Express, we will work through the licensing, the upgrading, and the entitlement path for those customers so that they're taken care of in the future. And I want to be sure that at this time you understand there's currently no ITM Express 6.2 in plan. Of course, I can give you that caveat that says that all plans change. And normally we tell customers what's coming in a positive light and say no plans can plans may change. In this case, there is no plan for Express, but that could change, but I don't see that in the future. In order to sell Microsoft Applications, you must sell the added value of the Tivoli portfolio. You will find out on the IT Cam for Microsoft Apps Sales Accelerator page that we have a customer overview paper and a customer presentation that steps you through selling ITM for Microsoft Apps and then takes you to our competitive advantages. The ability to easily plug in IT Performance Analyzer, IT Cam for RT, or IT Network Manager so that you can take on Microsoft, convince the customer that ITM for Microsoft Applications is good enough when competing with Microsoft Scum, and with our added value in the Tivoli portfolio, that we can actually reduce their mean time or improve their mean time to repair. Presentations will be available at the URL for the IBMers that are on the call today, and those are being moved over to the Partner World environment. I hope to have that presentation updated by Monday and a new Camtasia recording done so that you can listen to myself doing a presentation of that of ITM for Microsoft Apps. Chart 7. I won't spend a lot of time on this chart, but a common request I get from our reps and from business partners is, you know, do you have a paragraph that very quickly says, what is ITM for Microsoft Apps, and a quick display that I can use with my customers? This will give you a quick ability on the top paragraph to send an email to a customer, or on the bottom line, once again, our messaging, that ITM for Microsoft Apps can be extended with three critical products that will enable our customers to forecast and alert their performance and capacity needs into the future, to be able to monitor and understand the true end-user customer experience, and three, to really get to the root cause of problems that they have in their environments. On chart 8, this is a graphical representation of what ITM for Microsoft Applications currently is. This is not a bunch of parts thrown into a package. This is an integrated package with a common install so that our customers can very quickly get true ITM for Microsoft Applications benefits and deployment of the agents. You will see a lot of packaging and simplification initiatives coming up in the future. I want you to understand that this was in plan in late 2007, and this is not just simply taking the functionality or taking the packages and putting them in a box. This is a new implementation, and it is not just a package statement with a lot of CDs. It's critical to understand that as we go forward because we do have the usability and the ease of use in this product, and the customer will be able to get up and running in a hurry. A couple of issues or questions that you may get is, why didn't we include ITM for cluster managers or ITM for virtual servers in this package? And I will simply say at this time is, watch this space. If you have a proposal that you need to get in front of a customer and cluster manager is critical to closing the deal, one of two options. One, propose ITM for Microsoft Apps Advanced and add in the price for ITM for cluster manager. Or if it's a large deal, bring forward a special bid and ask us what we're doing at this point in time. But just watch this space for new announcements and changes as we go forward. Let's go to chart 9. What is the trade-up path for ITM for Microsoft Applications? We have a trade-up part number, $400. And if you go to the bottom, there's three things you need to remember. One, if the customer has just the base ITM license only, then the customer can move to ITM for Microsoft Applications Advanced by purchasing the upgrade part number. Secondly, if the customer has the base ITM license and an ITM 4 license, then the customer can move to ITM for Microsoft Applications Advanced by purchasing the same upgrade part number. So for basically $400 per processor, a customer that is entitled to ITM Base or ITM Base plus Microsoft SQL can trade up to ITM for Microsoft Applications Advanced. The one area where there is no upgrade provided is that Microsoft IIS support, which is in IT Cam for Web Resources, will not have an upgrade path or a trade-up part number. So let's just be clear that that is based on the fact that IT Cam for Web Resources had one of two situations. One, it either had a limited license usage of ITM base or didn't ship with the ITM base license. That is why there's not a trade part number. As you can tell when you look at this, then some customers may go, if I'm just using the Microsoft Windows base OS, they're going to get a great deal. And if they're using Microsoft SQL plus the base license, they may have a few questions in there, but the bottom line is, if you remember chart number one, this is a great deal and a great opportunity for our customers to upgrade, and a great opportunity for our sales reps and business partners to approach those customers proactively and put together a proposal to move them forward. Chart number 10. We have a lot of discussions on the version number that we should have used with ITM for Microsoft applications. So why did we use version 6.1.1? First of all, let's just be very clear. The infrastructure is version 6.2. It shipped with Agent Builder technology, it shipped with TEP 6.2, and it is the latest browser support. We've shipped both versions of the agent with this product, version 6.1.1 and or version 6.2. This was done initially because we wanted to allow our customers to deploy ITM for Microsoft agents into either a 6.1 or 6.2 environment. If you understand IBM philosophy, we are backward compatible, but we don't promise forward compatibility. So if we had entitled this version 6.2, our concern was that customers would think that they couldn't deploy the agent technology into a 6.1 or 6.1.1 environment. So by calling it 6.1.1, we know that there will be a little bit of confusion as to whether it has Agent Builder, is it the latest TEP. But let's be very clear, the infrastructure is version 6.2. The agents, both agents are shipped, and you simply use the agent infrastructure that's necessary for your installed ITM environment today. For new customers, there's little impact, as shown on the Delta chart that we're going to go to. So if you have a new customer coming out, let's take a look at the new functionality that we're shipping today. On chart 11, you have a chart. Let's look at the first column, the Microsoft environment. These are the environments the customer may ask you if you have support for: SQL, Exchange, Active Directory, .NET, and IIS. In the middle column is the previous ITM4 support, for instance, ITM for ITM Base, ITM for databases, ITM for messaging and collaboration, and what was supported in those environments. Highlighted in red is support for certain functionalities that may have been in one of the ITM4 packages that's not in the existing ITM for Microsoft Apps 6.1.1. So let's take a look at ITM. If you look at that chart, you can see application support is in red and in bold. That means that the Omegamon.net package that's in the marketplace today has application support on top of Net 1.0 and 2.0 frameworks, and it's not currently in ITM for Microsoft applications. So that is an existing gap today. So let's go over to ITM for Microsoft applications support. You can see that in other instances, that if you look at the Microsoft.net, and if a customer asked you today, which product should I buy to get the .NET framework support, you can see 3.0 and 3.5 in red and in bold. That means that support is in ITM for Microsoft applications, and the .NET framework support today is better than the .NET framework support in the ITM4 or the Megamon for .NET package. If you go down, I've also tried to put in a little bit of a roadmap in here, and you'll see I've put the notorious plans are subject to change at any time without notice at the bottom of the chart, that in 2Q, we plan on having that application support. So by the end of 2Q, our hope and plan is that we will have zero gaps in functionality between what was in the ITM4 separate packages before and in the existing single ITM for Microsoft applications. You'll also see that in 2Q, we hope to add the Microsoft Server 2008 Active Directory support, which will start to show to our customers that this is the strategic environment for them to get their support for Microsoft. As a last comment before I take questions, I also included in here with flows help, some statements on Windows Server 2008 support. We had day one support for Windows Server 2008. This was put out in the Tivoli sales flashes. There's been no marketing support to get that information out to our customers, so that is a failure on our part, but I want to ensure that the sales and the sales enablement teams know that we support Windows Server 2008 today. So, Marjorie, I'd like to open up the line for some questions. I'd like to not get into pricing yet, as that would be the next section of this presentation, but I'll take questions over any of that have come up over the last 10 charts.
Thank you, Mr. Grulich. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key, followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment. We'll take our first question from Bill Schuster from IBM.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Dear. How's TechLine, man?
Oh, we're slaving away, you know, trying to learn all this stuff that keep changing on us.
Well, hopefully we're changing some stuff for the good here, man.
Peter, in this presentation, I've seen ITM for Microsoft Applications, ITM for Microsoft Applications Entry, and Advanced. Are there three packages here?
No, one package, two pricing models, and I will cover that starting on chart 12 when we get done here. To answer your questions very quickly, one package, but there's two pricing models that our sales reps will sell, ITM for Microsoft Applications Entry Pricing or Advanced Pricing. Same package, just some limitation on T's and C's, and I'll get into that on the next chart.
Okay. Close it up. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And, sir, we have no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call back to you.
Great. Thanks, Marjorie. Okay, so let's go to chart 12, and Bill was a great straight man, so we're jumping right into the pricing situation. I am really excited about the pricing. I believe that our finance and pricing and market management folks have done a great job. We hit some competition at several accounts in the UK, Australia, United States, and Latin America. We got those competitive information in front of market management and our finance and pricing individuals, and they reacted in a hurry. So I want to just go through the two different pricing models that we have. So we start out with chart 12, ITM for Microsoft Applications Entry Pricing. So you'll see up above on the table, ITM for Microsoft Apps Entry Pricing. On the left-hand column, the monitored environment, Windows OS, and it requires a managing server and a data server. Our old pricing model for ITM was $743 per processor. And with any agent that you bought, you had the right to deploy a managing server and a data server. With the entry pricing for ITM for Microsoft Apps, it is now $155 per server, and the customer continues to have the right to a managing server and a data server. And you'll see in just a second when we compare to Microsoft why we've made it was very important to talk about the managing server and data server environments. We did this in response to two situations. One, we had a lot of customers that were looking at Nagios and freeware-based products, and we had customers coming in and saying, look, I don't want to pay, you know, four processors times $743 per processor just to know the up-and-down operating system status. I've got remote sites, hundreds of them, and I just need to be able to put a monitor out there and know whether it's up or down and take actions on it. The second one was that Microsoft announced something called Microsoft Standard OML Pricing. It's $194 per managed device. So that includes their maintenance. The reason we put it, the $194 in there is for you to understand that although Microsoft may say we're $155 per server also, they really don't include that first year of maintenance like we do, so you have to add that back in, and we are cheaper than Microsoft on the per server or per device. also you have to consider, and we'll get into more of this in a few minutes with the competitive discussion, you also have to pay for managing servers and managing data servers. So this means that the Microsoft cost to the customer is way out of line compared to what we're offering now with ITM for Microsoft Apps entry pricing. Again, I want to stress that there are no ITM Express limitations in this environment. There's no limit on the number of servers, the number of processors, or the integration into the overall Tivoli strategy. This should be a quick sell into a Microsoft shop. This should be a very quick sell into SMB environments where maybe they have 100 servers and they say, look, I just want to get started with operating system monitoring, and boom, for $15,000, you've got a sale. So let's talk about the entry pricing. It is when the customer goes to install it, they will be deploying the entire ITM for OS agent for Microsoft. But basically, they're doing it in situations where they just say, look, I just want up or down status. You know, I've got this shareware agentless thing I'm looking at, and they're going to charge me maintenance and a few other things. And we can walk in and say, look, for $155 per server, you get IBM service and support. You get not only up or down status, but you get some additional things that we're going to talk about. This is also very applicable in distributed server environments where the customer basically says, look, I've got a remote branch bank, I've got a retail, I've got some remote branches, some distributed sites, and the customer is just saying, look, I just need to know up or down status. I need some basic capabilities to handle those environments. This is a great place to go in against Microsoft. We have a better agent price. We have better support. We have a better management server price. We just have a plain better deal. And this is exciting for me because we have never had that story against Microsoft in my experience in 28 years at IBM. So this is an opportunity to go aggressively take on Microsoft, put a proposal in front of those customers about ITM for Microsoft Apps entry pricing, and know that they cannot beat you on price. And you can continue, unlike with the ITM Express offering, talk about the added value, the integration, the ability to put ITPA on top of that, the ability to take ITCAM for RT and start measuring that true end-user experience, and then be able to take ITM Network Manager and start to work on their networking environments. What a great story and a great opportunity to go to our customers and really take and hurt Microsoft, and not just Microsoft, but HP, BMC, and CA that have no equivalent pricing model today. You have an opportunity in the rest of 2008 to take this and jam it right down Microsoft, HP, and BMC's throat until they have to react to us. And that is the place that I think finance, pricing, and market management has taken us with this offering. Let's go do it. I've included in the fine print from the actual license agreement on that chart that shows what they can use this for, which is basic monitoring, and it's defined in that space. So rather than trying to spend a lot of time describing it, that's the actual licensing information that's displayed when the customer installs the agent. Let's go to chart 13. Nothing on this chart other than part numbers. As I know for business partners and reps, I constantly get questions about what's the part number. For our sales reps, I would recommend going to the ITM for Microsoft Applications Sales Accelerator page. This information is there. And if you go to chart 14, just want to graphically show you that we are heads and tails above Microsoft MOM, Microsoft SCUM, and that is just an agent to agent comparison when including maintenance. This doesn't include additional charge for management servers, reporting servers, or data servers that Microsoft is going to charge the customer for. Let's go to chart 15. ITM for Microsoft Applications Advanced Pricing. This is the kind of pricing that you're most likely going to use to go into the data centers. When we got into the pricing battles with Microsoft in the four or five cases that we used to work on this pricing, we found out that the customers really needed that entry pricing to stop Microsoft from penetrating in those remote branch locations. But they felt very comfortable that they could protect the database because they could really talk about the Tivoli value in the data center, the value not just of ITM for Microsoft, but the heterogeneity and the ability to link that into the whole ISM strategy. So ITM for applications, advanced pricing, left-hand column, the capability again that we have today, the old ITM pricing per processor. So that's 743 for ITM for Windows, the SQL server, that 1853 per processor includes the ITM prereq. And you can see that now we include everything in a single price, a single part number, and a single opportunity for you to walk into an ITM for Microsoft customer and present and say, you can get all this for $800 per processor. When you look at the Microsoft Enterprise OML pricing, which is what you'll be competing with, they again are charging $533 per managed device. But again, you need to come back and talk about the managing server, the data warehouse, and what we didn't include on here, Tivoli Common Reporting, that is free, that they would be charged for with Microsoft, and the ability to just be more flexible in the deployment of servers, management servers that we'll talk about in a few minutes. So if you have a dual processor, which is the way the analysis I'm going to show you in a minute, you're very competitive after discounting because Microsoft does not discount as heavily as we do. If you get into a two-way dual-core processor environment, you just need to understand you may still be high. That would be an opportunity, in my humble opinion, to bring forward a special bid. You need to understand that our competitive pricing model was done based on IBM discounting and a two-way processor. So if you get into a four-way processor environment, that is a good time and to understand to try and get as much money as you can to feed the kids and to pay off the house, but to also possibly bring forward a special bid because you will be overpriced against Microsoft if they are competing. I want to put a caveat in here, though, that you are extremely competitive in a heterogeneous environment against HP, BMC, and CA on the order of 2 to 3 times less expensive. So don't go in and start looking for special bids if Microsoft isn't in there or if the customer recognizes the value of a heterogeneously managed environment from a single user interface with a single database with a single Tivoli Common Reporting mechanism. If they understand that value, then go get as much as you can so that you can eat steak at night rather than having hamburgers. So let's go through the situations where ITM for Microsoft Applications Advanced Edition is most applicable. Situations where up or down status just isn't good enough. Think data centers. Think distributed environments where banks, where they have an SQL server out there and they want to monitor not just the OS but the SQL environment also, and they understand the value of that. In data center environments where multiple Microsoft environments need to be supported, so I may have a single server that's running Active Directory, .NET, or an application or Exchange environment, and I just want to buy a package that helps me solve my Microsoft problem. Or in situations where third-party or homegrown monitoring solutions are needed on the monitored servers. So we have specifically limited within the T's and C's, and you would notice that if you go back and look at Chart 12, if you have licensed the Entry Edition, you may not use the program with any other IBM third-party or customer custom monitoring tool. The reason we did that, just so everybody understands, is the last thing in the world we wanted somebody to do with Entry is to give us $155 to do some up or down status and then plop BMC on top of that for the database or plop in their little widget for SQL. We are willing to give the customer a very good deal on that, but you need to understand as sales reps that if they try to use their homegrown tools on top of that OS and integrate that in with ITM, they have to upgrade to the ITM for Microsoft Applications Advanced Pricing. Technically, there is no upgrade. They don't have to change the operating system. They don't have to change anything. They simply have to come into compliance with the licensing agreement. So, folks, my advice to you would be sell Entry as quick as you can, and in the fourth quarter, go back to our customers and say, do you have the need to have more than Entry capability, and try and close 4Q deals after you've got a footprint, after using it, to move them from ITM for Microsoft Entry Advanced or Entry pricing to Advanced pricing. Chart 16 is simply the advanced part numbers. Chart 17 would be critical because if you look at this, you'll see that there's a delta difference. In this area, we're not as competitive on a retail perspective, but you have to understand that we tend to discount more heavily than Microsoft does. And I've also included in red on there the consideration that we don't charge for managing servers. Our database really is no charge, and we do have Tivoli added value to talk to the customer about, and we're going to talk about Passport Advantage considerations here in a minute. On chart 16, there's been a lot of questions about, you know, do I use the UA, the Universal Agent, or Agent Builder? And I just want to do some clarification here and get the information out. We do have a price that if the customer is using the Universal Agent or Agent Builder under certain circumstances, they may owe us money. If they're using entry pricing, they're not licensed for the use of Agent Builder. The licensing for UA and Agent Builder is tied to either the ITM-based operating system or to the ITM for Microsoft Applications advanced pricing. If they have either of those agents deployed, they can do whatever they want to do with Agent Builder or UA at no additional charge. But if they do not have the OS, the ITM OS, or the ITM advanced pricing deployed out there, and they just want to use the UA installed on that server, they can get away without, you know, the whole OS. They can just deploy that agent and get charged about half the charge of the base operating system. So if they wanted to monitor some third-party, you know, database out on a site without ITM OS deployed out there, they could do that, and they would only be charged about $36 per processor. Secondly, if they wanted to do local agent monitoring on a client environment like Windows 2000, got a good price for that one also, $51.50, so that they can just, you know, deploy that. The last one then is agentless monitoring. The two previous ones, you'll notice, say local agent monitoring. This is for agentless, where I take a UA, I point it out and monitor a device. That's $258 per device being monitored. So that is a per device price. Let's go to chart 19 and get into some competitive information that a sales rep could talk about. This isn't just the technical bits. This is, you know, what a sales rep. I included chart 19 that shows that Microsoft's having some real problems. Their customers are very upset with the contractual considerations. I will share some things that I've heard from customers that aren't in these charts that you need to be aware of. And let's go to chart 20. This has been extracted, as you can see, in the right-hand corner from T's and C's based on information from Microsoft. I would not use this chart with a customer, period. I do not believe in telling customers negatives about our competition. I believe in talking about positives that Tivoli has in the marketplace. I've simply included this chart as an education tool. The chart I would use with customers will be the next chart that we go through, chart 21. But let's just spend some time here on 20 and talk about some of the Microsoft software assurance T's and C's. First of all, telephone support is based on the size of the software assurance revenue. It is not based on the amount of software that the customer buys. This is an extreme disadvantage to small and medium businesses that don't make large software assurance purchases. It limits the number of incidences they can place. It limits the number of callers and voice capability. So if you have a small, medium business that considers their business as mission critical, and who doesn't, this is a great one to talk about getting live support from Tivoli. There is a charge for managing servers. The way I like to think about this is they're putting a penalty on our customers for placing management servers for political, ease of management, or geographical reasons. And you'll have a lot of customers, and IBM is a perfect example of that, where we need to put managing servers in each of the countries that for political reasons we can't store the data, you know, in the U.S. And with a Microsoft solution, they would be paying for every one of those managing environments. It's a penalty for implementing redundancy. If you wanted to have, in our example, a failover between TEMS, then guess what? You'd be paying double for that redundancy. And it's harder to plan for growth without additional software charges. And think about the architect's problem who's sitting there asking you every day, gee, do I need one TEMS or two TEMS, and, you know, how many agents can go against this? There's no penalty if you make a mistake with Tivoli. There's a penalty with Microsoft. You're going to get dinged next year when you realize that they undersized it, you didn't architect it right. That is just, we've just got to talk to our customers about that more often. And secondly, for small and medium businesses, SCOM management servers can be expensive. If you're talking about a small account with 100 servers out there, you know, buying those management servers and paying for them where it's free with us, it's going to cost them some money, not only in upfront dollars, but ongoing maintenance charges. There is a charge for their SQL database. I've heard Microsoft tell our customers there's no charge. That's a lie. Bold-faced lie. If you go out to their website, there is a charge for a SCOM server, and there is a charge for a SCOM server plus SQL database that is more. You will pay more up front to get that SQL database. It is not free, and you will pay more every year for maintenance fees. There are two separate packages, two different software assurance charges. With IBM, one. There's no software maintenance reinstatement. Now, this is a fear and uncertainty and doubt kind of thing, but you know, in Passport Advantage, we have the ability to reinstate a customer, and it's about 60% to 60% of, you know, normal software maintenance is like 20. But that lets the customer, you know, stop paying their maintenance, come back a few years later and get reinstated. There is no such thing with Microsoft. You start all, legally, you start all over again from scratch and may have to rebuy the software package. Now, were they going to apply this to very large accounts that have, you know, tens of thousands of servers? Probably not, because they can apply the leverage. But what about small and medium businesses? They'll just look them in the eye and say, sorry, you can't get reinstated. Let's start the discussion again. And in many cases, the commitment is a three-year commitment, nothing shorter than that. And again, I would not use that chart with customers. I have been burned many times in the past when I've stated that this is the way our competition does it, and they fixed it 2 weeks earlier. So but this is just education. Chart 21 is how I would state this to a customer. You have unlimited telephone support regardless of the size of the transaction, from the smallest to the largest. No limit on number of callers or number of instances. There's no charge for managing servers. And once again, that enables you to plan easily for growth. Put your management servers wherever you want, implement redundancy, put them where you need for political ease of management or geographical reasons, and we don't care. You may have to buy more hardware, but you don't have to come back to Tivoli and pay us more software. Server upgrades with new functionality are covered under Passport Advantage. I've been with a customer where Microsoft has something called a CAL, a Client Access Language, and to go from a previous version of Exchange to the new version of Exchange, Microsoft went to them and said, oh, I'm sorry, but that upgrade isn't covered under your license. They basically have T's and C's in their licensing that says, oh, you get the next version, but not if there's too much in there. You know with IBM that when we ship, you know, ITM for Microsoft Apps 611 to replace it, the customer ends up with more, not less, when they pay for maintenance. This is not happening with Microsoft. They are getting extreme dissatisfaction with their T's and C's, and we really need to get our customers to dig into those T's and C's and ask them what they're getting into so that this dissatisfaction doesn't come back to bite them in a year or 2 years or 3 years from now, and they think, gee, maybe I should have gone with Tivoli. And the last chart for today is just a couple of questions I've gotten over email. You know, what I hear that we charge per processor, how does cores work, things like that. So if you look at the second bullet, the core is a functional unit on a software on which software executes. You can see two diagrams on the left-hand side, a single core, which has one processor, a dual-core chip, which has two processors. At IBM, we define a processor as a core. So for the left-hand diagram, you charge them for one processor. On the right hand with the dual core chip, you charge them for two processors. We also, by the way, get into, you know, PVUs or processor value units. I'm not going to cover that today. I have no desire to become a financial guru on how to explain how we came up with this metric, but just understand that it's not as simple as one and one, and that you have a spreadsheet that you need to go, and that all cores or processors aren't created equal. At this point, I'm hoping that we've got a ton of questions and a few more callers calling in and on the line. Marjorie, why don't we open it up for Q's and A's? And we also have several folks on the line. Tony Spina, who's our market manager, and Flo, who is with development, and I may refer questions to them. So, Marjorie, let's open it up for questions.
Thank you, sir. And we do have a total of 11 participants in the conference. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question about today's presentation, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please take your mute button off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question.
So, Bill, I expect you to come back in if I didn't clear up your question for you. And if I don't get any questions, I will either have been a magnificent speaker or I bored you to tears.
And we'll now take another question from Bill Schuster from IBM.
Well, yeah, you did clear that up.
Okay.
But there is something else. Did you say something about Tatum discovery and then automagically populating agents?
Well, I don't know if it's automagically, but we have a report that's called an unmonitored server report, which basically says that I can now tell the customer very quickly which servers are where. And then you can take that report and figure out where to distribute your ITM agents to.
So it wasn't an actual integration statement. It was more an information kind of statement.
I've been told that it's an integration statement, but I'm not technical enough to find that out. Bill, why don't I take that as a question? I'll get that clarified, and I'll post the Q&A out on the ITM forum. Would that work?
You sure will. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And it appears we have no further questions. I will turn the call back to you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Marjorie. I appreciate everybody dialing in. If you are listening to this Tivoli Talk after this presentation, feel free to contact me via email. My recommendation, though, is that we have an ITM forum, that you go there and place all questions. That forum, on that forum, we've been averaging probably less than 2 to 4 hour response time to questions, and you don't have to wait for Pete Greilich to land in China, you know, wake up, get a good night's sleep, and then figure out how to, you know, work his email. So my recommendation, go to that ITM forum for all sales, all technical questions, and I will post Bill's question on the Tatum ITM integration out there within the next probably 48 hours. I'd like to thank everybody for dialing in. Great day, great selling.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference. We appreciate your participation and have a wonderful day.